I'm just going to kind of go at it, just my first poem, my second poem. So my first poem is Here, Now, Nam. I have seen some great change, but none as grand as the one I might watch my brother do. He can cartwheel his mind back to the war, then flip back into this moment just as quick. Backward somersault into that machete jungle full of baby heads and infant guts. And here now, reclined on corduroy lazy boy, his own guts infected with Mekong River blood, full of HIV Vietnamese carryout disease. He hears jibber jabber of enemy, syllables slide and crouch low. Now, suddenly drunk and reeling in some Saigon bar, he sees a slant-eyed girl child who speaks what English she knows. You want dope, Charlie? I got good dope, Charlie. Now in and out of the hospital for veterans, my brother passes red piss blood for urine sample, nurses a belly swollen with Vietnam War water waist high. Same as he waited, gun overhead, each arm stretched up, pinned against heaven, AK-47 crucified. Said he prayed, take all of me here now, Nam. I can't roll a stone in 3 days. Yesterday I asked him, how's your liver? And this is what he sang. My liver, I spit it out. They gave me a new one. I swallowed it whole and it wiggled right into place. Now I'm doing just fine. And my second poem, Beekeeper. Alone, with 3 legs reaching, a yellow jacket lay like a virgin in the grave, curled on cool basement cement, stiff in the dead dream. It would have been easy to kick it away, toe to head, how it should be if it had not awakened my brother in me. He crouched, still at war, wounded flesh unhealed from elbow to phalanges, his writing hand cupped blood, southpaw unlucky in love. How did this soldier bee fly down rice paddy laundry chute into knickknacks, hunks of chairs piled one on top of 2, 3, and 25? Reconfigured this mass of wood as a bone hive of mangled bodies thrown in a stack of unidentified honeycombs. Trees full of slant-eyed chom chom grow their white Viet meat transparent as wafer wings my brother used when he flew into me sideways. The body he left behind is full of thick skin for ceremony to ashes. This gray brown dust I keep on the tongue stings my eyes. That's probably my phone. did you stop it? Just turn it off. Sorry about that. I have these weird things that I sign up for and try to remember. My third poem, Pretty Boy. My brother said, I seen more dead people than the average undertaker. Rows of bodies like meat on slabs. The rice was good over there, though, not like here. And serving up rice grain memory from over there, he said, it was the worst thing I ever seen. Over there, that air-conditioned tent was a makeshift refrigerator, a freezer to keep bodies from cooking in that Nam heat. I was in there once when they called me to identify my buddy. When they unwrapped the bag, I was glad he had his head. Some of those guys didn't even have their heads no more, but Chaz had his, and he had his arms, and he had his legs, and everything. I couldn't tell if he was really dead or playing around, but it wasn't funny when I seen shrapnel sticking out the back side of his head. Other than that, it wasn't a mark on him. He still had a head full of curly hair. Pretty boy, dark Italian hair. That's what we called him, pretty boy. Okay, I'm at 4. This is my 4th poem. Kitchen March. I want to talk to him. That's why I listen through morning crack of wild violet necks bending straight up to light. I press an ear against purple, hear the way he used to call out those U.S. Marine Corps songs, get the feet marching to glory. On the down stomp of southpaw foot, he barked left, 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 right, left. I march with painted red toenails, our feet one sound peeling the top layer of kitchen linoleum until the black resin backing was a sticky crumble and the floor shook its own wooden rattle call to duty. I laughed all over the rank and file. He ordered, wipe that silly grin off your face, Private, and I did. He never let on that this was play. Kept me stomping left, 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 right, left, long after my knees were weak and his legs up in his throat, wrapped around his Adam's apple, pushing into my vocal cords until I choked on the thought that he could be peeking through jungle eyes, watching me through elephant weeds from over there. Kill the children and burn the village, song for blisters on my bare feet. No room to hide under the table with seven straight back chairs, squeezed shoulder to shoulder, their pipe packed tight attention and stiff aluminum legs unbending to the left, 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 right, left. Wait, I just have two more poems. Genus Balmus, another name for my brother on R&R from the war. Fat, black, fuzz butt. A yellow-striped bumblebee hovers like a copter in Nam. Wings swivel fast as blades chop air to maintain altitude. Keep my brother and the girl he bought for a night high until daybreak. When he got the 5-day pass, my brother left the war, went for R&R in Bangkok, got a room at the Rex Hotel, $5 a night, air conditioned, swimming pool, 24-hour service. We guest friendly, the manager said. My brother took the girl whore from New Pecheberry Road up to a rented room. Nothing to do with love, nothing to do with sex. No shopping, no sightseeing, everything to do with war, clash of skin. He attacked the cunt, fingered the trigger, belly crawled, scraped meat against meat, snapped twigs on a silk leaf dress. Thai girl in jungle design slid her hand over my brother's crotch, let it lay on his penis as a bumblebee's tongue sheathed and folded under the thorax. Small girl hand stroked his launcher as if natal skin, like the genus Balmus shivers to warm its wings for flight. When the grenade exploded in her throat, my brother said, he hit the woman hard as if beating his jumbled bumblehead against concrete, hoping chopped bits of kids, bones of Viet women would leap free. Free him. Rest. Recuperate. My brother said is all he wanted, to hit the cunt, fall back. Back to nest in Nam, where his head buzzed in twisted bond of flesh and machete love, where he craved to blow a bazooka straight up the ass, fuck the war to death. My last poem, Elegy for Douglas Mason. The Vietnam War finally claimed him in 2010. When at last January song was sung, there at bedside I held his hand, squeezed a melody. I did all but sing the words out loud, my lips two petals quivering purple in the dawn. And a hand on the head patted him so long as he skipped across the bony dump to sit by the creek where awaited his fishing rod, one long branch from the neighbor's willow tree, sweeping slender leaf tears for Doug, my brother dear. And way up in the gray cloud sky, I could hear a crow's caw bury sorrow in the snow as mid-morning sun climbed a dirge of steel gray, lit the way for ruddy red-brown man with boyish face who had all but expired. At bedside, I promised green in early spring, when lush along the pipeline grew blackberries and plums, whose sugars crusted over summer, fermented homemade wine when October frost was done. I asked no questions as the cold moved in. Baby birds played all day and cried at dark, their chilly feathers tucked inside the nest, when death came calling using our mother's breath, calling for you, my brother dear, to come home from playing between tunnels and piles of cinder rock. Take the dirt path, push tamarack and weeds back. I knew it was you there at the edge of cinder and woods, your eyes shaded with that famous southpaw, shoulders leaned left as you walked along tracks until the train roared beyond the trestle, its whistle distant in the hollow where wild violets grow in poultice of coal ash pyre, bit of dust enough, brother dear, to take your breath away. Thank you.